The next patient is Kimberly Martin. Their last name is M-A-R-T-I-N. Kimberly Martin. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 64-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of proteinuria. The proteinuria has been present for about 1 year, period. The patient has undergone extensive workup. Due to the fact that despite the hemoglobin A1C of 6%, the patient continues to have 1.7 grams of protein per gram of creatinine. And the patient has been also on Invokana for more than 6 months. Period. The patient has evidence of an ANCA panel in which the myeloperoxidase, antiproteinase, cytoplasmic ANCA, ANCA, and perinuclear ANCA, and a typical P ANCA, are negative. The anti-PRL is also negative. The anti-RO, parenthesis SSA, is negative. C3 and C4 are within normal limits, negative for cryoglobulin. Rheumatoid factor is negative. Okay. Sjögren investigation negative. Smith antibodies negative. And the double strand DNA is negative. Period. This patient has been with a good blood pressure control. The weight loss has stopped. The patient has changed the lifestyle. We had the opportunity to review the CT scan that was done in 2021. There is no evaluation of the pancreas that we can have in the interpretation. She has a history of remote pancreatitis many years ago. She went to Lakeland Regional Medical Center. To the physical examination, there is no significant evidence. In deep inspiration, we are able to touch the tip of the spleen, and there is no evidence of hepatomegaly. There is not epigastric tenderness. The patient has a dilatation of the aorta 3.2 centimeters consistent with the diagnosis of abdominal aortic aneurysm that is infrarenal. in the right adrenal gland. That is incidentaloma 3.1 by 2 centimeters that we have to follow. The patient is feeling well, and she will benefit from the SGLT2 inhibitor in Invokana. And we are going to add Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, that will also decrease the neoproliferation and have a renal protective effect, along with decreasing the comorbidities, period. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks, and we are going to decide at that time whether or not a kidney biopsy has to be done. It is my impression that this patient will end up with a kidney biopsy. Period. Number two, type 2 diabetes that is under control. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient has a blood pressure of 124 over 79, and she has stabilized in 120 pounds. She's 5'2". Following number, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. Following number, history of cerebral aneurysm that is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a right benign adrenal adenoma. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nicotine abuse with changes that are highly suggestive of COPD to the physical examination. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks. The side effects of the mineralocorticoid inhibitor was explained to the patient. Paragraph, we spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.